بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a short hadith which has a parable, an example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his miracles were that he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He would say a few words, but it would be very, very deep in meaning. So this parable that we do today is a very simple parable, but it has very, very deep meanings. So this is one example of the beauty of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith, an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكره مثل الحي والميت رواه البخاري ورواه مسلم فقال مثل البيت الذي يذكر الله فيه والبيت الذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the similitude, the example of one who remembers his Allah, his sustainer, and one who does not remember him is the example of the living and the dead. It's the example of the living and the dead. We'll explain this just now. In Muslim Sharif, the narration comes as follows. The similitude or the example of the house in which Allah Ta'ala is remembered and the house, the home, in which Allah Ta'ala is not remembered is that of the living and the dead. Ulama give a few explanations as to what is meant by the example of the living and the example of the dead. First is, if you look at a dead person that's lying there, person just passes away, he's got his limbs, he's got his hands, he's got his legs, he's got his feet, he's got his eyes, he's got his ears. All these limbs of the body, they don't help the dead person. He's got everything, but they don't help him. They have no benefit to him. So similarly, a person that doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got all the limbs, he's got all the strength, he's got everything. But he's got no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how those limbs are of no benefit to the dead person, like that these limbs of a person are of absolutely no benefit to him if he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how the dead person's limb doesn't benefit him. So although he's got all that muscles and he's got the strength, no benefit to him at all. In fact, ulama says actually causes harm to him. He doesn't remember Allah Ta'ala and he's got all that energy and that strength. So he's actually even worse than that person that's just lying dead there. Why? Because this person is harming himself and is a means of harm to others around him. One explanation that ulama give. Another explanation that they give is one who engages in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spiritually alive. And one who does not is spiritually dead. So the second explanation means the example is as far as the spiritual, as far as the internal condition is concerned. This person that makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is a living person. That person who does not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is spiritually, in other words, internally, he is completely dead. The easier, ulama explained, that the more zikr a person makes, the easier it becomes for him to abstain from sins and gunas, and the easier it will become for him to do good deeds. In contrast, the person who does not engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is spiritually dead. It becomes extremely difficult for him to abstain from sin and guna, and it becomes difficult for him to perform righteous deeds. Hakim Tirmidhi was a muhaddith, great personality. He mentions dhikr moistens the heart and he softens it. It moistens the heart, it softens it. It's how you got soil that is moistened, it's softened, it's ready to accept that seed. The seed now can grow and the crops can grow in that type of soil. It's of great benefit to the people. He says zikr actually does that to the heart. It softens the heart. It moistens the heart. A heart devoid of zikr of Allah Ta'ala becomes dry and hard, like the dry and hard arid soil. You can put, or if you take an example of the beach soil, the sandy, the salty beach soil, put the best of seeds in it. The seeds won't grow in that type of soil. So like that, the heart becomes hard, it becomes devoid of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala when a person doesn't make zikr. And now, because of this excessive heat, lust and base desires, a person goes further and further away from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. All parts of the body likewise become stiff and abstain from the submission to Allah Ta'ala. If you try to bend them, you break them like a dry piece of wood, which can only be used as firewood. Therefore, the great harm by a person not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third explanation that ulama give is that this hadith refers to the eternal life of those who engage in dhikr. They will enjoy a special life after death, similar to the martyrs. So this third explanation is saying that this is referring to the akhirat. In the akhirat, these people will be completely alive. They will have an eternal life, whereas those people won't have an eternal life. In other words, they won't be enjoying an eternal life, those that don't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth explanation ulama give is the contrast in respect of gain and loss. A person who harasses one who engages in the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is like one who is harassing, one who is interfering with a living person. Hence he will suffer for this harassment that he's giving to a person that makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In contrast, one who ill-treats and the unmindful, the person who is not making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, he is like ill-treating a dead person which cannot defend itself. The dead person, even if you kick it or you hit the dead person, the dead person is not going to defend himself. So one explanation is that a person who harasses a zakir, the person that is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, in other words, Allah ta'ala, on his behalf Allah ta'ala will defend this person. Whereas a person who doesn't make any dhikr of Allah ta'ala is like a person that who is unmindful, like the dead person, and there is no retribution. In other words, this person can't take any action back. So like that, this person won't be harmed. One explanation. However, we should keep all this in mind. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something so important. One of the things people complain is that we are not inclined towards doing good deeds, and we are always encouraged and we are always tempted towards ill. Ulama explain, Allah has given us this cleaner of the heart, thing that cleanses the heart, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we are not using this cleansing, this cleaning agent. We are not taking the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, this food Allah ta'ala of the heart. Allah ta'ala has kept it in his remembrance. Allah ta'ala has kept it in his dhikr, in his obedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how we need physical strength, or we need food to get physical strength, to want to do physical activities. Otherwise a person feels very tired, he feels very lame, he hasn't eaten for a long time. So a person feels very weak. Like that, when the spiritual body, this heart is not eating, is not taking in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not getting its nutrients, also the heart gets weak. And that inclination towards good deeds is not there. So therefore, like how we look after the physical body, we should also look after the heart. For the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important. Many, many ways of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person sitting with a tasbih and making it. Another is a person engaging in tilawat of Quran Sharif, person engaging in salat, person making, reading the masnoon du'as. And the ultimate dhikr of Allah ta'ala is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person all the time, every moment is ensuring he is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this now becomes the food for the soul. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.